This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Before we get into today's episode, Your Money Briefing is exploring what you need to know to become a homeowner and sustain your home. You can get early access to our series, Buying a Home and Keeping It, on WSJ Special Access, available only for WSJ subscribers. Now on to the show. Here's your money briefing for Friday, April 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. More than $60 million in change winds up in America's landfills each year. And the coins you still have around your house, you probably don't think you have much use for them.
People don't have as much of an opportunity to spend them as they did in the past. Mobile payments and credit cards have really made it difficult to spend your coin somewhere like the bus or a laundromat or a toll booth or even a parking meter. All of those things now take credit or debit or a tap from your phone, and that leaves coins pretty useless.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin about what to do with all those coins in your couch, on your dresser, and last season's winter coat, and in between the seats of your car. After the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Waste management facilities sort tons of trash every day, and in that trash is cold hard cash in the form of millions of dollars worth of coins. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin visited one and joins me now. Oyin, we talk about money every day on this show. You went right to the source. Well, sort of.
Yeah, I went to this waste management facility in Morrisville, Pennsylvania, which is just outside of New Jersey, to see their coin collection operation.
They're separating coins from everyday trash. It's pretty loud in here.
So they have a separate coin collection area. There are that many coins they scoop up?
It's a huge facility, and so 4 acres of that land is dedicated to just extracting coins from the trash.
How much in coins are they extracting?
They extract anywhere between $500,000 to $1 million worth of coins a year.
What do they do with all the coins?
You know, once they sort them and clean them and check to make sure they're still viable, they send them to a third-party processor who counts them, gives them the money, and then distributes the actual physical coins back into the banking system through local banks.
So that one location is extracting $1 million in coins. How much is being extracted at facilities around the country?
Well, ReWorld, the waste management facility that I visited, estimates that Americans throw away up to $68 million worth of coins each year.
$68 million.
Yes, that is the high scale.
That's a GDP of a small country.
Exactly. That's a lot of cash.
Besides the trash facilities, where else are unwanted coins being collected?
People aren't just chucking their coins in the garbage. These are coins that are left in between your couch cushions. They're left at TSA checkpoints. They're just kind of forgotten about, left in your car maybe. And on a cleaning day, they're vacuumed up and then they end up in a landfill somewhere. The TSA collects hundreds of thousands of loose change a year. In 2022, for example, they collected $850.71 in loose change that year.
Somebody's counting all that.
Exactly. And they have to put out a report every year saying how much they collected, how much per airport, and what they're going to do with that money.
There have got to be coins in people's houses that they don't know about. And it seems sort of trivial to people because they don't use coins very often. And so they, okay, I got coins here and there. Well, you throw around the number $1 million, $10 million, $68 million, all of a sudden, whoa, where is all this cash?
to the average person, it's not a lot of money, right? But then when you accumulate it and do the formula for every single person in the USA, it really adds up. The Federal Reserve estimates that more than half of the coins in the US are sitting in people's homes, like you said. And because these coins are hard to spend, they can circulate slowly through the economy or not even circulate at all.
Ah, to be a couch in America, presiding over a small fortune?
How much money do you think is sitting in your couch cushion right now?
Right now? My God, I'm afraid to know. It's not even collecting interest. It's collecting dust. I would think maybe a couple of dollars worth, or for my couch, closer to maybe $10, $15. Why do people have this money just sitting around?
People don't have as much of an opportunity to spend them as they did in the past. Mobile payments and credit cards have really made it difficult to spend your coin somewhere like the bus or a laundromat or a toll booth or even a parking meter. All of those things now take credit or debit or a tap from your phone, and that leaves coins pretty useless.
There are lots of ways to take your coins and put them into cash on paper. Through cash machines, Coinstar is an example of a brand that does that. I could be the only person in America who's rolled coins and brought them to the bank. I don't know if anybody else does that. But people may not be aware of the fact that there is an actual savings opportunity sitting around on the floor in the couch.
They may not be aware of it. And I think that adds to the amount of coins that are sitting in people's homes right now. It's a lot harder than it was in the past to cash in your coins. There are Coinstar kiosks. Right now, there are over 24,000 Coinstar kiosks across North America and in Europe. But there are less opportunities to maybe cash in your coins right outside of the bank. TD Bank, for instance, PNC, and Capital One all stopped having their coin counting operations in the last 10 years or so. So it's a little bit harder now to just walk in front of a bank and deposit your loose change.
How have people's mindset about physical currency changed in recent years?
Well, it used to be like if you saw a penny or a nickel or a dime on the street, right, you'd pick it up. It seems like today that's not the case. Robert Waples, an economics professor at Wake Forest University, said it plainly in the article. You know, if you lost a $100 bill, you'd look for it. If you lost a $20 bill, you'd look for it. Even if you lost your favorite book, for instance, you'd be wondering where it is. But if you lost a penny, would you really go back and kind of tear up the house trying to find it? Probably not. He's actually argued in support of killing the penny, which costs more than it's worth to make.
It costs more than a cent to make a penny.
It costs 3.07 cents to be exact.
So if you have a jar or a bag or a bucket of coins at home, what are your options?
So if you have a jar or a bag or a bucket of coins, you can take them to your local bank to get them deposited. You can take them to a Coinstar and kind of deal with the fee incurred with that. Or you can do what a lot of other Americans are doing these days and keep them in your home until they accumulate. It's actually interesting. I spoke with a former cashier at the dollar store, and she said that people would bring in their big Ziploc bags worth of coins to pay for anywhere from $5 to $10 worth of goods. And that was a big hassle because she would have to go in and help them count, and sometimes they'd have to count it twice, and she would see the slow line of disgruntled customers building behind
them. Oh, I can imagine the looks.
Yeah, she would apologize profusely.
Earlier this year, you did a story about trying to spend $100, and you had some change, loose change along the way. Did this story about coins in the trash change your view on coins?
It's absolutely changed the way I look at those coins. I think I have about a quarter and a couple of dimes and some pennies sitting on my nightstand right now. And after I finished working on that story, I just left them there and forgot about them. But now I look at them every day because I see the value of them now.
And there are still restaurants and stores, not a lot, but some that only accept cash.
That's true. And I think I'm going to actually start keeping track of all the loose change that I collect and doing one of these mechanisms that we talked about to cash them in once it gets to a certain amount.
You could also roll coins like me.
I could do that. I'll ask you how you do that if I'm ever interested.
That's WSJ reporter Oyin Adedoyin. And that's it for your Money Briefing. Today's show was produced by Ariana Osperu. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Jessica Fenton and Michael Laval wrote our theme music. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Aisha Al-Muslim is our development producer. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are our deputy editors. and Phalana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.